Unless you believe that God looks Trust God more, and times we trust Him less, but the Holy Spirit is in the room with us. to the nature of what we hope for. Certain. What we cannot see. This is what the ancients were commended for. Thanks to being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we don't see. You have to see this as kind of the definition of faith. This is the best description of what it's about. And here's how it works. It says that faith is being sure and certain. It's sure of what we hope for, certain of what we don't see. So keep sure and certain here. These are words we like. These are words that deal with clarity, directness, sure, certain. But then it puts the other ones right over it. Of what we hope for and what we don't see. You see, our faith is always a combination of what we get and what we don't get. And as we try to look forward, as we work to move forward with that, we have to hold these things in tension. We have to realize that some things are going to be clear and some things just aren't. And moving forward faithfully doesn't mean that I'm going to understand everything, because that's not the way I see anybody operate in this particular list. There are a few examples where we move in absolute clarity. Most of the time, we live with this idea that we can be sure and certain of things that we hope for and we don't see. And the way that all seems to work is this, the way that I've been able to figure out best is this. What I am most sure and certain of is that God has got me. He is aware of me. He sees me. He loves me. And wherever we go, as I'm trying to follow Him, whether I make the most ideal decision or not as much of one, He's going to work it out. He's going to guide me. He's going to be enough. But my goal is to focus on Him. And His goal is to work out what happens as a result. Sometimes what we do is we get so focused on, am I making the absolute right decision, that we never make one. The best thing I've ever learned in trying to walk through these kinds of decisions, or walking probably hundreds of people through decisions like this over the years, is to just keep myself in a place of closeness to God. You know, if you are spending time reading the scriptures and praying, and that's a regular, normal part of your life, you're in a place where you can receive less easily. It doesn't mean that God can't guide if you don't. It doesn't mean He won't if you don't. But it means that so often it's just harder to sense Him. It's harder to feel close. It's harder to hear. In a place of time, we've been married 15, 16 years, and the reality is that there are times that we have to take to focus on our closeness. Because we enjoy that. Also because that closeness gives us the ability to handle the difficulties when they come more easily. If we haven't been as close, if we haven't been, communicating as well, and if things are going as well, and we've had a really difficult time, it's just going to be harder for us. So we keep that closeness building. God says, that's how I work with you. I don't want to be an encyclopedia of life for you, where you just come when you've got a question, you go down the alphabetized index, and then you get the answer and you go back your way. I want to be with you. That's why I made it so that I'm fused with your soul if you'll just let me do that way. I want to be with you. If you're spending that time, it makes it easier. If you're in, there's been so many times when I was trying to sort out how I can see through stuff like this, and one of the things that's helped me so much is being with a cluster of people that know me. If you're all by yourself, then it's just on you to try to figure this stuff out. And that's what helped me to get to Jesus. When he got his first group of people together, he got a group of people together. That's our example. We get a group of people around us, and we just share more and more of what is going on in our life. We're more and more open about it, not just about, do I need Jesus? Hey, you're not just going to take this job, or ask this real power, or whatever it is. We don't know, we just share our life. And as we get to those difficult things, we have people that know us, that they can help us to hear the voice of existence if you haven't asked Him to come in your life. But the minute you do, He joyfully does. And then you get the gift of the Holy Spirit connected to your soul forever. He would not connect that way if He didn't want to talk. Our job is to slow ourselves down, get comfortable enough with the world that the Scripture talks about, and get around some other people that can help us look at the world that way. But that voice that He wants to share starts to make sense. It has with me more and more. There's still times I do stuff wrong. But over time, it gets clearer. The only thing He's looking for from you is a willingness to go for it. And to see